This recording, Massachusetts 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure." One of my Christmas surprises, or not surprises, was when I wanted to have skis for a Christmas present. And that Christmas morning, I come down and I see this long, tall box. I said, "Oh, great, I got my skis." And I'm opening the box, throwing the paper all over the place and everything else. And much to my surprise, I got something that I had no clue why, but it was a pole lamp, a 3-swivel brass pole lamp. And my jaw could have been dropped right to the floor. And I asked my mom, "What happened to the skis? You'd break your leg. Besides, a lamp is much better for you. Help you with school." The only thing that I can remember doing on a weekend is Sunday morning, Nantasket Beach. It was a ritual where my parents wanted to bake themselves in the sun for some unknown reason. But that was it. I was able to once in a while bring a friend. But other than that, not much on weekends. We didn't really do weekends, so we didn't spend 2 days here or whatever. It was just one day trip. Sports, lots of sports, both football and baseball. Football mostly was my favorite. I loved to hit. I loved the speed, and I was better at it. And then got into high school and continued playing football until I got hurt and missed playing. I really missed playing my senior year. I really wanted to play. That's for sure.